tell all your friends.
Then I am the man to see it. Baby, I'm your handyman.
That's what we are here at Rosie on the House. Your favorite handyman, builder and remodeler in the great state of Arizona for over 45 years. Let us put our experience to work answering your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin. In our website, the weekly to-do has to do with air conditioning compressors. But before I get to that, I want to finish the conversation on glass replacement.
Can I insert here about that compressor article?
Yeah.
It was our weekly to-do.
And yeah.
It had been out like maybe an hour. And we have a new employee. And she picked up a voicemail off her phone and she was a little shaken. She said, somebody just called in and just ripped Rosie's article on compressors.
Oh.
So I listened. I said, well, let me hear it. And, you know, he was a guy from Mississippi, of all things, and was not happy with your article. So I asked you, should I call him back? And in your sweet way, you said, well, let me give him a call, see what his problem is. So you had an interesting conversation.
Well, that was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He was an air conditioning engineer calling from Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Had no idea who we were, but somehow this article, blowing off your AC's compressor maintenance, will cost more in the long run. That's the title of the article. And like I say, he's retired. It was 3 o'clock Friday afternoon our time. So what does that make it his time?
Five o'clock, 6 o'clock. Somewhere, yeah.
Well, we were talking about beer earlier this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he was about in his third or fourth six pack at the time. And he was just tearing me apart about why did I label the article that. I said, well, was there something in the article, John, that was wrong? No, the article was fine, but it's the wrong title. I said, John, I really appreciate you taking time out of your beer drinking
afternoon,
St. Louis Bay, Mississippi afternoon, and calling us and letting us know that. So,
I thought he was going to say, well, the compressor isn't the hardest working part. It's the fan or something
man,
like that.
No.
Well, we do appreciate all input. I get phone calls all the time here at the call screening station. We get emails, phone calls during the week of people maybe having a question about an article, wanting it clarified, or having something to add. That is part of our database is the input of listeners.
He was very surprised. He had no idea who we were, but he was surprised to get the call.
I would love to know how he found us.
I said, hey, my office lets me know you got a real problem with something we just published. Can we talk about that? And I think he downed about another half a beer, and he said, yeah, we can talk about that. So we talked for about 15 minutes. It was kind of funny. But that's what we're here for. You know, best friends are always here for you, and every once in a while somebody from outside the family or friends sneaks in and wants to make a comment. We're talking today. Go ahead.
Just point out to our listeners, we had mentioned the Forever Rose at the beginning, and this Vina from Phoenix had ordered one, but didn't use the promo code. And then why don't we just have that discounted 20%? Why do you have to use the promo code? Well, a lot of the orders come from out of state. That discount is for our listeners.
That's right.
So it's 20% off. So it drops it from 85 to 67. I did it just now just to make sure it was all working. When you hit checkout, on the right-hand side, you'll see enter promo code, and it's Love Mom. But I think we just need to make it a standard Rosie promo code. So anytime our listeners go,
that's a good idea.
They just, you know, they universally
that's
know
a great
use
idea.
This. And so that'll be a change we'll make during the week. But right now, if you use Love Mom, and we'll make sure, you know, Vina still gets that, you know, we'll credit that 20% back to her.
And
for
Love
that.
Mom is one word.
Yes.
Yeah, keep that.
So there you go. That's our forever gold-dipped rose for Mother's Day.
Miss Vina, I'm also not in the office until Tuesday, so it'll get packaged up and sent out then, and I'm excited to get that in your mailbox.
Well, we're covering all the bases today, that's for sure. Well, I'm talking a little bit about our most asked question this past week, and it has to do with window replacement. And looky here. One of our premier experts on glass replacements on line one. Let's bring Dennis into the conversation. Mr. Dennis.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Thanks for calling.
Well, you were talking a little bit about the single pane windows.
Yes.
So the old single pane windows have what they call a wraparound vinyl that you wrap the glass in, which we do sell. It comes in either single strength or double strength to fit the right type of glass. But when you go to clean, if you have a window that's broken and the vinyl that wraps around the glass and it's all stuck together, please don't use a screwdriver. Just take the vinyl and turn it like inside out with your glove on and try to push the glass up. It's a lot easier that way.
It's a major pain in the neck. And then if you have to put that little vinyl back in there, you got to cut that little coping saw like you're putting in crown molding in a ceiling to make the corners look good. In my opinion, and this is Dennis from ABC Glass, I appreciate you calling. In my opinion, it's not worth it. I say replacing glass on the fun factor scale is a one. I mean, that's not one of my favorite handyman do-it-yourself repairs at home.
Yeah, you know, because we have a full-time table man that all he does is when people bring stuff in, he fixes it, repairs it, puts it back together. And usually he can knock those out in about 15 to 20 minutes, where most people take about an hour and a half.
Exactly.
And while you're online, Dennis, real quick, we'll wrap it up. Do y'all still do sunscreen replacements as we're coming into the summer? If someone's got old screens, can they still bring them in and get them rescreened at the shop?
You betcha. We just restocked all of our screening materials, so we're ready for the summer.